This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Brown Palace Hotel in downtown Denver has closed for the first time since it opened in 1892. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
The Great Depression, the so-called Spanish flu, neither could shut the Brown Palace's doors. But COVID-19 did just that on Tuesday. The Regal Hotel had operated continuously for 128 years. Guests essentially stopped booking rooms, manager Nick Muschietti says. Meanwhile, the COVID-19 pandemic has made traveling and socializing dangerous, causing the Brown Palace's owners, Crescent Real Estate, to temporarily stop renting rooms. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
The hotel aims to reopen by June. The National Western Complex in North Denver will serve as a shelter for men without stable housing so they can practice social distancing. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says the city is also getting help from the state.
Governor Polis has approved our request to deploy 250 National Guard members to our existing shelter facilities to support the staff and trained professionals at these locations during this crisis.
Colorado has extended the tax filing deadline for some charities to mid-August because of COVID-19. The state is following the lead of the IRS in granting that extension. Officials say Coloradans donated $4.5 billion to more than 7,000 charities last year. It is a warm 71 degrees and partly cloudy in Metro Denver, 56 mostly sunny skies for Vail. This is CPR News.